Chester Clark and John Patterson were members of the Bright Moon Quartet, a Durham-based gospel and blues singing group. The group formed after working together in the cutting room of the American Tobacco Company. They practiced on Cordell Street in a West End neighborhood and played their first concert at Union Baptist Church on Roxborough Street. The following quotes trace the journeys of Chester and Roxanna Clark and John Patterson, three of the many people who started life on a farm but settled in Durham in the early 1900s. Here is John Patterson's story. John Patterson's mother and father were born in Rougemont. John Patterson was born in Bahama, North Carolina, to a sharecropping family. They moved to Durham when he was young.
On Clements Alley, there weren't but three of us. Me, my whole sister, and my brother. I went to the Bull Factory the day before my 13th birthday and told the man I was 13. I went to work there that day and worked until 1923. When I got sick and went back to work, they didn't hire me back. Then my old man came back and we moved to the country.
John Patterson's family worked as sharecroppers on several different Wake County farms, staying a few years at each before moving on. That's where he started singing.
We were singing the blues. There would be choirs out in the country. I sung in the Hickory Grove Choir. I came back to Durham, and me and Chester and the others got together. I was working in the flour mills then, so we decided to get together a quartet. We organized together over there on Cornell Street in 1929. We started singing, and we've been together ever since, for 49 years.
Here is Chester Clark's story. Chester Clark's father was born in Bluefield, West Virginia.
We moved in 1913 to Mr. R.L. Oakley's over there near Providence. The house at the second farm was only three rooms. All of us didn't stay at home at Mr. Oakley's because some of us worked logging. I married the second Sunday in March, 1919. I was living out at Mr. Oakley's then. He carried me up to my girl's daddy's in his car, a great long Studebaker. I wasn't raised on no great big farm, about a three-horse farm. We worked on halves. We raised tobacco and corn. Tobacco was cheap back then. You couldn't hardly live. We had a pretty hard time, and sometimes Daddy couldn't pay our debts. You'd go to town with a big load of tobacco all piled up, and you'd come back with about $150. That fall, when I sold my tobacco, I got my furniture and moved up to Mr. Frank Meadows, up near Stem. I'll farm with him about a year or two. I quit and went on up to Chester, Pennsylvania. I left Roxanna down at Stem with her father. I had some friends up there. I stayed up there a year or two and then quit, got tired of working a construction job. I came on back to Durham to Roxanna's sisters. The man who lived next to me was working with American Tobacco, and he asked me how would I like to work in the factory. He said he can get me a job on the cutter line with him. I went to the American Tobacco Company and stayed there until I retired in '62.